Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. welcome back. Remembrance of the Daleks is what I'm watching, with Sylvester McCoy as the Doctor, Sophie Aldred as Ace, and the Doctor is barreling up to Group Captain Gilmore. They're in the junkyard at Todders Lane, which is where the show started 25 years earlier. So don't try and tell me this isn't the anniversary episode for the 25th anniversary when they've gone back to the junkyard. I know it wasn't broadcast that week in England, but it was in Australia. So I'm taking this as a win. This is the 25th anniversary episode, whether you tell me it is or not. But yeah, there's soldiers are shooting at a shed that's spitting out death rays from the shed. And the Doctor is very frustrated that the military are doing this. He calls the group captain Brigadier, and he corrects him. He's like, group captain. I think group captain is an Air Force rank. I think they're only in the Air Force. I'm not sure. I have met a group captain once. I met a group captain at a, like, it was a thing. She was hanging out with Ida Buttrose. Here's me dropping names. At a fundraiser for, I think it was the Bobby Goldsmith Foundation. But yeah, proper group captain. And in the Air Force, like, you know, like a group captain would be. I mean, there might be in other bits of the armed forces. I'm not sure. I'm not all okay with the armed forces. I mean, I'm fine with the concept of them and the people. I just don't understand how the ranks work. I get very confused. But people who are into it get really angry if they're done wrong on TV or in comic books. You know those little, is it called Commando? Like those little comic books you can get. We only have like two pictures on a page. Like a little novel that you can get at the newsagents. But yeah, the artists and writers on those have to have, like, everything has to be insanely accurate. Otherwise, it's like heaps of letters of like, oh, that didn't happen then, and that's not real, and that's like, apparently the Queen used to laugh hysterically at Downton Abbey because they'd be, you know, pinning badges on people, and she'd be like, oh, that didn't have those back then, I invented that one. So yeah, you got to know what you're doing. Just like we get annoyed when there's a science fictional thing that doesn't adhere to the canon, we get all upset. Like people who are into the military stuff get upset when it's like, well, those planes weren't flying then. They get upset about these things. So the Doctor's telling the group captain that his men won't be enough to stop whatever is in this shed, but they fire some rockets into it anyway, and it explodes. Ace is very excited. She loves an explosion. And Gilmore's like, well, that's taken care of that. Nothing human, nothing remotely human could survive that. And the doctor's like, yes, it's not even remotely human. So Mike gets on his walkie-talkie in the van and calls for Blue Four, at which point he's targeted by the crosshairs with the green screen and all the little squiggly... Very low poly. Anyway, it shoots through the window. There's the pew again. Explodes some barrels on the other side of the van. Mike jumps out and starts shooting. And then a Dalek comes out of the fire. Ah, there's still a bit of fire on it down the bottom. The doctor asks Ace for the Nitro 9 she's not carrying. How long is the fuse? Which apparently is 10 seconds, so he kind of sneaks off. Gilmore orders Rachel back to HQ, because obviously it's gotten dangerous now that the thing's still there, the Dalek. The doctor sneaks up behind the Dalek and starts taunting it as he lays down the Nitro 9 and sets off the timer. Nitro 9, by the way, I think... Ace makes out of deodorant cans by the look of it. I'm not sure. I know it's like homemade. Like it's her own explosives that she enjoys. So the doctor sneaking up behind the Dalek is going, you know, don't you recognize me? I'm your mortal enemy. And the Dalek heads towards him and then boom, there's a huge explosion much earlier than the doctor was expecting, obviously, because he is thrown forward by the blast. Eventually gets up, dusts himself off, and he and Ace get in the van. Gilmore is ordering more men to be stationed at the Coal Hill School armed with ATRs. Which I guess are anti-tank rifles or anti-tank rockets or something. ATR, it sounds like a thing. Rachel and Allison are investigating the dead Dalek, even though he's ordered them to HQ, but she didn't go. Like, it's the whole top's come off the Dalek. There's bricks in it because there's all these bricks in the junkyard. There's green goo everywhere. And Rachel's poking around it. She goes, it has an organic content. And Allison's like, or an occupant. Yes, Daleks are a little Barina. I've explained this before. So Gilmore's asking what it is. And then we cut to the van where Ace is trying to start it. And the doctor's saying it's a Dalek, but it's the wrong Dalek. The doctor explains what a Dalek is while they're driving. And then there's some kind of weird Abbott and Costello left here business. And she's like, who left it here? He goes, no, turn left here. You know, all that kind of stuff. She's like, all right, no left, all that. And then they go through a tunnel and weirdly the doctor just appears in the driver's seat. And Ace is now sitting in the passenger seat. It's a very strange bit of comedy business. and the doctor says that the Daleks are here for the Hand of Omega. At headquarters, Mike introduces Gilmore to someone called Mr. Ratcliffe, whose men might be of help. Allison is wondering what Rachel's going to do about the situation because she's the chief scientific advisor. And Rachel's like, well, I want to talk to the doctor because he knows way more about this situation. The doctor and Ace are sneaking about the school, the Coal Hill School. And they're being watched again by the creepy blonde girl. And then they meet up with the headmaster, who is a teacher from Grange Hill. He was also in the Pyramids of Mars, which we watched a bazillion years ago. Remember, like, it was a very long time ago. When did we watch that? That was, like, in the very early days, the Pyramids of Mars. That would have been like 96. It was 96 to like 100. Oh my God. That was, yeah, back in the olden times. I do love the Pyramids of Mars though. It's a great one. I wonder if I could end up watching it again. Anyway, he was the brother of the guy that was possessed in the Pyramids of Mars. So the headmaster, oh my God, this podcast, it's mad. I know, we're nearly up to episode 700. And I'm reminiscing about episode 96. So the headmaster's like, oh, you're overqualified for the position of head caretaker. What? This is berserk. I had never known this connection because remember the doctor when he was Peter Capaldi in season 8 became the caretaker of the Coal Hill School. But obviously when they relocated down the road closer to the junkyard when Clara worked there. But, oh my God, this is bizarre. Do you think, was this deliberate? Like, was it like a deliberate throwback to this episode or was it kind of an accident? I mean, he is clearly overqualified for the position of head caretaker. Anyway, oh my God, this has been berserk. But the doctor tells the headmaster he's there for a different reason. And he just wants to have a look around. The headmaster's like, oh no, that's out of the question. You can't possibly do that. And then he like touches his face like he's getting a message. He's like, what? Like, you know, when you see Secret Service agents in like, if you watched The Night Agent, oh my God, it's berserk. In The Night Agent, there's a lot of ear touching by Secret Service agents and talking into wrists. Anyway, he gives a bit of like, I'm getting a message, ear touching, and says, oh yeah, no, that's fine. Why don't you go and have a look? We'll find out what the doctor wants to look at this creepy school in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.